Hi everybody on BCT. In response to a message that I got on the BCT list that I did not show my chime clock when I mentioned that I had one in one of my podcasts, I thought that I would show you my chime clock. It is a quartz Howard Miller, and the model is the Burton. So here we go with the chimes, and I will make some comments about the clock afterwards. Okay, I've got my PC turned on, and I'm going to read you what I have from the website. When I originally got this clock, I copied the website into a file. This is the Burton, B-U-R-T-O-N, and the list price for this, when I bought this in 2005, I think it was, yeah, it was last year, was $265, and I paid $159.99 for it. Got it from clockstyle.com, clockstyle.com, and they're kind of a quirky website to get around, but there is a toll-free number. If you go there, it's kind of near the top of the screen. And I got free ground shipping on this, and they were quite prompt in sending it out. I'm going to read you what it says about this clock in here. I'm trying to find it. It says you can get this in the USA and Canada only. They won't ship it anywhere else. Okay, it says, this beautiful mantle clock features decorative, right down the bottom of the screen, top molding, and triangular burl, B-U-R-L, overlays. The off-white dial features black Roman numerals, black serpentine hands, a convex glass crystal, which comes off, by the way. You can just twist it like you're opening a jar and it'll come off. In addition, the bezel will come off, which is the round circular thing that surrounds the crystal. It kind of adds an edge to the circle. And a polished brass tone bezel. As I said, that comes off. Whether you want it to or not, it will. Finished in golden oak on select hardwoods and veneers. Quartz dual chime movement plays your choice of exceptional sounding Westminster or Whittington chimes, which is what I've got it set on now, on the quarter hour with an hour strike. And there's a volume control and automatic nighttime chime shutoff option. And the dimensions are 10 inches high by 17 wide by 5.5 deep. It's an oak finish, and the movement is a chiming quartz, and the night shutoff is automatic, but you can set it to manual if you like. Style is a tambour, T-A-M-B-O-U-R. It weighs 7.27 pounds, and that's about all the information I've got on it in my file. Okay, I'm going to tell you a bit more about this clock, in addition to what I told you when I was reading my information from the file. It has a quartz action, which means you don't hear any ticking. It's completely run on battery. It takes one C-cell. I've had the same C-cell in there for about a year, so I keep wondering how long it's going to last. I had a faulty C-cell in there the first time, in fact, the first couple of times, and it ran out after about a week, and I thought, wait a minute, what's the deal here? And then I put a brand new, perfectly good C-cell in there, and it's been fine. But when the battery runs down, the first time that it chimes and the battery goes completely out, it holds the chime, so you hear a continuous ringing, and it definitely gets your attention when you need to change the battery in there. It's a little bit tricky to change the battery because you take off the back of the clock. You don't need any tools to do it. And inside of there is what looks like a square or even a cube-shaped sort of piece, although it isn't quite cube-shaped. It's not as high as it is square. And I suppose that contains all the electronic stuff. And it's sort of like the idea of a motherboard on a PC. Everything sort of plugs into it. And the battery is along one side of it. And you have to be careful when you take the battery out because you could knock something else out of kilter, such as the volume control. Near the battery is the volume control, but it's kind of in a little recessed circle. They don't make it easily movable, is what I'm trying to say. I would have preferred they would have put just a little, like a thumb screw or something on there. But what you have to do is find this little circle. There's a little tiny pointer in there, and you have to grasp with two fingertips, just the very tip of your finger, and then move that pointer. And the problem is you don't know immediately how loud it's going to be when you move it, so it takes a bit of trial and error. In addition to that, right near there is another little finicky control that controls the hands on the clock. So you have to watch the hands when you're in there moving things and changing the battery and stuff. Because if you touch that little tiny place, then the hands in the front of the clock are going to move. And they move quite easily anyway, so if you want to go over there and check the time, you have to be really careful that you don't move one of the hands, because they're quite sensitive to touch. In addition to that, there are two slide switches on this electronic section. There is one that controls the type of chime. It's a two-position switch. And there's another that controls the nighttime shutoff, the 24-hour shutoff. And the way I've got it positioned now is I've got it set to Whittington. I've got the volume very, very low because I don't like to have a loud, loud, loud clock. That's one reason I wanted a quartz clock, was because it did have a volume control on it. when you live in a small living space, you don't want the sound right in your ear, or, you know, it'd be sort of like having a TV right in your face all the time. And I like a background chime so that you can hear it if you want to. You don't have to hear it if you don't want to. So I have the volume set very low. I have the nighttime switch in the middle position, which seems to be automatic, because every 12 hours it turns itself off. It shuts off around, actually it doesn't shut off, the clock still moves, but the sound shuts off at around 11 p.m. and it comes back on at 6 a.m. And I find that this seems to save the battery life. The clock face itself is quite large, and it's got sort of a futuristic design. Somewhere on the website I read that some of the designs sort of resemble the moon phases, and I don't know if that's true of this or not, but it's kind of weird because the numbers are not in their traditional positions. The 12 is at the 6 o'clock position, the 6 is at the 12 o'clock position, and therefore, when you move to the traditional 7 o'clock position, you find the 1, 8 o'clock position is the 2, 9 o'clock position is the 3, and so on. Sounds kind of weird, but once you get used to it, it's just like you're starting at a different point on the clock and counting around rather than starting up at the 12 where it usually is. But nonetheless, I did put Dymo tape on each place, partially because you can't feel the numbers, and so what I did was I just timed it so that every 5 minutes I would be able to put the piece of tape at the right or approximate right place where the number would be. So it's kind of a weird way of setting up the numbers going around the clock, but it does work. When I first got the clock, I couldn't figure out what was going on because it looked like it was at 6:30. I thought, what is this? And I knew that I didn't have the clock standing upside down, because if I did, then the round top of the clock would be wobbling all over the place. So I knew that it was setting correctly. But I didn't know what the deal was with the clock positions until I started to figure out that the chimes were indeed chiming accurately, and I was the one that was confused. But that's the way it goes with this modern equipment and modern stuff, is you just don't know what's what with some of this stuff. One other thing that's rather distinctive about this clock, I don't know if this is true with all quartz chimes clocks or not, but you cannot control the chimes by moving the hands around. I discovered that rather quickly. I was trying to record the clock sounds for somebody and thought I could easily just move the hands and control the chimes. Well, it doesn't work that way. The only time you can actually control the chimes is when the minute hand is at the 12 o'clock position. Then the chime will go off for the hour. But it won't do that at the 3, 6, and 9 o'clock positions. It's one of the more frustrating parts of trying to set the time. You don't have an easy way to do that using the chimes as markers. So that's one thing that you have to remember about, especially this type of clock. I don't know if that's true with all quartz clocks or not. So that's how the clock works. I love this clock. As I said, one of the big pluses is the volume control. I just think it's great. A lot of these clocks tend to have different types of chimes rather than the traditional ones. I specifically wanted the Whittington because I love it. A lot of the clocks had the Ave Maria, which is lovely, but I would not have gotten the Whittington had I gotten the one with the Ave Maria. They all seem to offer Westminster. And that's fine, but sometimes you do kind of want to change a pace. And I like the Westminster very much, but I really prefer Whittington. There are other chimes, obviously, that you can get with clocks. Some of them have three, a choice of three. I had one that I got from the Braille Gift Service, Wesleyan Distributing, years and years and years ago. And at some point I would like to get that repaired because it just quit working a long time ago. I don't think that type of clock is made anymore. But it had a choice of three chimes. They were Whittington, Westminster, and St. Michael's. And also you could not adjust the volume. It was totally mechanically made. And I found that a lot of the problems I've had with traditional chime clocks is that they have to be wound. Usually it's once a week. And eventually, once you wind the clock enough times, the springs break. I got, years ago, a clock that was actually a ship's clock. And it was Chelsea. And I liked it because it had the ship's bells rather than the chimes. But, sure enough, I wound it enough times and the springs broke. It would have cost me a bunch of money to ship it back to New York to get it fixed. And I just didn't want to have to deal with that. So I said, well, why don't I just spend the equivalent amount of money and get something that I really like? And I did, and I don't regret it. I've had this clock for about a year, this Burton clock. And I like it because I don't have to wind it. It's just a no-maintenance clock. You just set it and you forget it and it just keeps going. It's really amazing. So that's about it for this particular podcast about the clock. I have some MP3 and WAV files that contain different types of clock sounds. Some of them are just bells on a PC. Some of them are actually clock sounds. I have Big Ben. I've got one or two from Germany. There are some interesting programs that you can get that have clock sounds built into them. And one of them is actually called Clock Sounds, C-L-O-C-K-S-O-U-N-D-S. And it was created by somebody in a clock shop in Paris, and you have a choice of a number of different types of old French clocks, and they really are very interesting and very nice. And so that one is a lot of fun to play with. In fact, that was even reviewed on ACB Radio at one point a few years ago. And you can even make it do an old cuckoo clock, and I love cuckoo clocks. So that was the one thing that attracted me about that program. And the thing that I like about it, it's very, very non-intrusive. You don't get this big, huge clock dial on the screen every time the thing goes off. And you want something that's just going to make the sound. You don't want something that's going to intrude on the speech or the braille or the large print or whatever you're reading. And you don't want it to interrupt what you're doing. You just want to hear it. So that's one of the good things about that program. I'm sure there are a number of other ones out there. So that's the deal with the clock podcast. If I get really ambitious, I will add the Westminster chimes so that you can hear them. I hope that you've enjoyed this. Maybe I'm starting another trend and everybody will be talking about their clocks now. That would be fun. Because I'm sure people have all sorts of different clocks. It doesn't make any difference what kind of clock they are either. There are prevalence of talking clocks out there. There are a lot of chime clocks and just all different sorts of sounds that are a lot of fun to listen to. Thank you for listening, and bye for this time.